You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Dundalk. We've got the usual Friday evening fare there with seven races on Ireland's only poly track. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
I am indeed.
Good man, good man. You looking forward to Dundalk tonight?
I am, yes. Yes. Quite a few of my old favourites are running, aren't they, Mark? As we've looked down the list.
Yeah. Two of them taking each other on in the
yeah.
particular as well.
Yeah, Hatton, that's a, the Atom, that is a race to saver.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two money spinners over the winter, yeah, they've just been incredible. Hatton, that's has just been ridiculous. I mean, I don't know what Mickey Harper's been feeding him, but yeah, he just seems to be taking taking everything in his stride.
Yeah. He's like the Shah Jar of this type of this,
ooh,
this
yeah.
winter, isn't he?
So, Shah, yeah. We get one every winter, don't we? There's always one that wins four or five, and we become really affectionate with.
Yeah.
Not only from a money-making perspective, but just the way he races, you know, he wears his heart on his sleeve and gives everything every time he steps on the track. It's got a the sort of elastic band's got to break sooner rather than later. It might snap tonight, but until he tells you that, you've just got to, I suppose, stick with him.
Yeah. Obviously, we'll talk about that race in more detail later on. Plenty of other opinions on the card, Andy? Have you got a few up your sleeve tonight?
Yeah, I think the markets look about right in most races, apart from one where I think there's a little bit of a slight rick. But yeah, most of the odds are how I'd pretty much have them. So bookmakers have done their homework for once.
Darn those bookmakers, yeah, actually doing their homework.
Yeah, if it wasn't for those pesky kids.
Let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 6:05. We start with a median auction maiden. It's over 7 furlongs. And Ruby Gates is the odds-on favourite this morning, 8-11 at the time of recording this. Set to Fire is 4-1, 8-1 for Key to the Operation. Midnight Mud Crabs is 10-1, 16s for Dottie Lottie, and 20s or bigger for the others. Pretty sharp price favourite in the opener, Andy. Do you think Ruby Gates is the one to beat?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I went nap on her last time out. I was a bit disappointed that she didn't win, of course, but once again, I think she kind of just mucked my selection in defeat. I just think she's still a little bit raw and a bit, backward to be massively confident with at a shortish price. I think she probably went further than what she's been racing over, actually. She's certainly got a run style in keeping with a horse that wants beyond a mile, so it's a little bit disconcerting that she's running over 7 tonight. She was slowly weighing, got out of pace and left behind first time out. Then they upped her to a mile last time. Once again, she lost her place in midfield and then had to make up an awful amount of ground in the home straight. And to her great credit, she almost pulled it off, but she couldn't quite reel in the Dermot well-trained winner. Going down an agonising length and a quarter second. It's just whether Shami Heffernan tonight can just keep her mind on the job, because, like I say, she's not the quickest. One of these fillies that I think once she gets into top gear and she's allowed to really extend and stretch, she's fine. But when they're going the slower pace and they're kind of like making the mind at when to kick, that's when she kind of like hits a bit of a conundrum. Therefore, I think if Shami Heffernan was to give her a kick in the ribs coming out of the stalls and get her either in first or just in behind the leaders, I think it'll make a massive difference tonight. This field tonight isn't a great race, and this is a great opportunity for her. So I'd have to go with her. Whether 8-11 is the best 8-11 you'll ever see in your life is up to question, but hopefully tonight with a better and a smoother run through, she should take all the beating.
So that's Ruby Gates for Andy then in the opener. The second race is the 6:35. This one is a handicap over 6 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. The market this morning headed by Sophie's Spirit, who's 3-1. It's 7-2 for Sweetie Jar. Times in Anna Tefka is 11-2. 7-1 for Procalis. 8-1 for Shiny Happy John. And 9s are bigger for the others. A little bit more up on this one, Andy. What do you like in there?
Yeah, I'd probably go with Sophie's Spirit, even though she hasn't won for quite a while. Actually, she hasn't won for the best part of 3 years, so that is slightly worrying. But she does run this track really well. And her last two runs certainly are very commendable, not only form-wise, but time-figure-wise. The horse that beat her here the last day, John Fiennes, Tom Dooley, went there off the back of two very good performances, and it was no great surprise to see him victorious that day. Just Sophie Spirit didn't get the trip. She looked as though she got the race in safekeeping, but the power finish of the winner and the extra furlong just did for her. But she's dropping back to her more suitable distance tonight, i.e. six furlongs. And she's got a great draw as well, much better draw than she did the last day. She likes the race handy, so I think that inside draw is going to help her run style. And you'd imagine at some stage she's going to be in the front again. You can't imagine her not hitting the front at some stage. Just it's a question whether she can hang on tonight. And the opposition, it's not exactly their prolific as well. I mean, Sweetie Jar's had quite a few chances. Tom Zananda Tefka's a bit of an enigma. Shiny Happy John hasn't quite turned it in this season. And he's drawn stall 11 as well, which does make life easy for him. And unless I've missed something with the others, I think this is Sophia Spirit to lose. You could make a case, actually, for backing her each way at 3-1. So she's the solid one. So I'll stick with her.
Sophie Spirit, the solid one, then, in the 6:35. The 7:05 is race three in the card, and this one is a conditions race over six furlongs. And the market's quite interesting this morning. We start with 15-8 joint favourites in the shape of Yufton and Russian Soul. Yufton now 2-1, Russian Soul 5-2, 11-4 for Togerville. The money coming for Alma Halal, who's 92-100-30, and Rattling Jewel is the 50-1 outsider. So quite interesting developments in the market there, Andy. Are you leaning towards Alma Halal like the market, or do you prefer one of the top two in the betting?
Yeah, I don't really like this race because I don't think you can bet in it confidently because you've got two unknown quantities. You've got Yufton, of course, having its first run for Johnny Murta. Used to be very useful with William Haggis. And it runs in the same colours as a horse that won the first race, Casbar, here last week. So chances are that it could follow suit. Market still certainly indicates it will. And then you've got Alma Halal as well from the Jim Baldur stable. A really nice three-year-old that I tipped a couple of times on the podcast last year on the turf, and he rounded off his season with a good win at Nace. And that was a good speed figure as well. So he's obviously got to be respected. And then, of course, you've got the two big guns at the track who have been running well throughout the winter, Russian Soul and Togerville, particularly Togerville, as we know, hardly ever runs a bad race over a variety of trips. He's got a good draw tonight, and he could easily slide along from the front and do some damage from the front. Russian Soul's got an amazing record here over six furlongs. And he beat Togerville here the last day when Split the Atom was third. So your guess is as good as mine here, to be honest. I've got no idea how this race is going to pan out. I'd go with Russian Soul because he's got all my top figures over six furlongs, and he won the best six furlong race that's been run here so far this winter. That might not be good enough, like I say, against the other horses I've mentioned, but when faced with a dilemma like that, I'll just stick with my speed figures and go with Russian Soul.
Sticking with Russian Soul then in the 7:05. The 7:35 is race four on the card. This one is a maiden over a mile. And Mulligatawny heads the market and being well backed as well. 7-4 into 11-8 at the top of the betting. Whiskey Zulu going the other way. 7-4 out to 2-1. It's 11-2 for first class ticket. Sevens for the Wave Rock. Zilbier is 15-2. 16-1 for Adelina. And 28-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in the 7:35, Andy?
Well, the big eye catcher first time out of this lot was Mulligatawny, who came from a long, long way back at Leopardstown in a very steadily run race, often is the case at Leopardstown, and you often find they quicken off the front, and those at the back door usually get left behind and can make no late headway whatsoever. But this horse didn't. In fact, this horse did anything but that. It was closing them down hand over fist. It went the way, of course, of Atwad from the Kevin Prendergast stable, who'd got previously very good form in the book. He'd finished third to Black Sea the time before at the Curra. Bravery, the second horse, trained by Ian O'Brien, is very highly regarded. And so is the third horse as well, Arakeel. So it was a really deep race. Time will tell that they'll work out really nicely. And there doesn't appear to be anything in the way of opposition of that standard here tonight. Also, favourably drawn in stall one. And it's by Luke de Vega as well. A lot of Luke de Vegas want a nice surface to race on. So it's a really good starting point here for Mulligatawny. By far and away the classiest horse in the race. If you're looking for one at a big price that will hit the frame and give you a decent run for your money, then I think Zilbia might run well at double-figure odds. Could have done with a better draw. Trap 13's no real use to this horse, but did run a nice race for previous connections from the Mickey Halford stable on its last run behind Party Angel. And a repeat of that performance should see it there or thereabouts. But Whether it's quite good enough to beat the front two in the market, who look a class apart, is open to question. But Mulligatawny has got plenty going for it tonight, and I think he'll get off the mark this evening.
Mulligatawny to get off the mark at the second time of asking then in the 7.35. The 8.05 is race 5 on the card. This one is an apprentice handicap over a mile. Shark Island heads the market this morning at 4-1, but he is third reserve, so would need a few to come out. And we've seen at Dundalk in the past, that's not necessarily always the case. Relarita is 11-2, joint second favourite with Elusive in Paris. 6-1 for Torpedo Ali, 7-1 for Armani Kiniko, 8s for Norway Jack, Double Fast and Dane Quest, and 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite a competitive race, the 8.05. Andy, who do you like in there?
Yeah, there's a couple of cats the eye here. Most notably Relarita, who I went for audaciously last time out the maiden where it couldn't win on the figures. But as I predicted, it ran much better than the market and its rating suggested. This horse has got plenty of early speed and will definitely lead this field along until at least late on. Whether she's good enough to hang on, obviously, is the $64,000 question. But she certainly doesn't face the kind of opposition she was up against the last day behind the likes of Bridal Path, Lunada, and the third horse as well, who are obviously rated much higher than her. This is a decent bit of placing by connections here tonight. I just think she probably, ideally, wants 7 furlongs, because I think she would be very, very hard to catch out of 7. I'd make a real strong vote in this. I still think she'll run really well and give you a massive run for your money. She's around about 6-1 this morning. I certainly think she'll trade shorter in the run. And the other one is Armani Kiniko as well, who caught the eye the other day on its comeback run here behind Manaroff. Was right towards the back of the field in the early stages, but finished this race off without being unduly punished late on. And James Nash has got a really good record with horses like this in these kind of races. So that one's definitely worth a consideration, particularly from a low draw. So my two against the field in this race, number one would be Relarita, and the second choice would be Armani Kiniko.
Couple against the field then for Andy in the 8.05. The 8.35 is the penultimate race on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile, and Hat Al Nasser heads the market at 6-4. 15-8 for Split the Atom. Reckless Lad is 5-1. 15-2 Aussie Valentine, and 11-1 for Multiculture. Good race this, Andy, because we've got two real Dundalk favourites to look forward to taking each other on this evening. Which way do you lean?
Yeah, I mean, the horse Split the Atom is the sort of ironic horse in this race, because you really need to split the atom to split the front two in the betting. There wasn't a counterpoint between them here the last time they met. Hat Al Nasser came out on top, but it was only through the skin of his teeth, because Split the Atom, to be fair to him, was running him down late on. And you look at that race, you think, well, if you added an extra furlong onto it, there's only one winner of the race, and that's Split the Atom. It's just that Split the Atom is a very, very difficult horse to pigeonhole in many respects. He looks like he'll get the mile, but some of his best runs have been over 5 and 6. Therefore, with Hat Al Nasser's profile suggesting he's maybe better over tonight's trip, because he's won 3 times over a mile, it might just mean that Mickey Halford's charge has got the advantage here tonight. Certainly that's the way I'm thinking anyway. And a small field as well, I think that'll suit Mickey Halford's charge more. Don't forget that day at Dundalk over 7 furlongs back in February. There was 10 runners, and there were 10 runners of the highest quality, and he had to really lead it out from the front against those kind of horses. So it was no great surprise that he was hanging on for dear life late on. But for me, Hat Al Nasser is very much a horse where if he gets a small field over this trip, he can dictate. He doesn't have to go mad. And then he can kick in the home straight, and you know he's very tough down the lane. So in a tactical battle, I'm hoping that Hat Al Nasser once again comes through. But, you know, it's one of those kind of races you wouldn't have your absolute life on it. But, yeah, he's just been the star of the show, and long may it continue.
Hat Al Nasser then to register a 6th course success in the 8.35. The 9.05 is the final race on the card. We finish here with a handicap over a mile and a half, and All Body and Soul is the 7-2 market leader. It's supported from 4-1 this morning. Temasek Star is 9-2, 6-1 for Udugo. Whatever It Takes is 15-2, 8-1 for Wither Hills, and 9-1 or bigger prices for the others. You've got some real in-form runners there at the top of the market. All Body and Soul and Temasek Star. Either of those two on the shortlist for you in the finale?
Yeah, I think you've got to consider both of those two. All Body and Soul's very unexposed. When he stepped up in trip last time out, he looked pretty good. His time figure wasn't anything to get massively excited about, but it wasn't a bad run on the figures. He's just got to slightly improve on what he's done, but he may well do that. I think the best form line coming into this race, certainly on my numbers anyway, is the race that was run here on the 26th of February went the way of Porcine, who clocked a very fast time on that occasion. I was really wildly keen on Al Nahar last week, wasn't I, of course, and that horse narrowly failed to justify my confidence. Pratteen, well, you can forget her run last week. It was just given a horrendous ride by the amateur on board in a two-mile race where there went no gallop. The horse was held up 20 lengths off the pace and had absolutely no chance. So you couldn't really look at that and judge that form just around that particular ride. But back and forth is with the Hills. Now, that also was ridden by an amateur, an apprentice that evening. And to be fair, he kind of got the fractions wrong as well. I know this horse has to be held up, but was just given far too much to do in a very strong run race and was never likely to run them down late on. But to this horse's great credit, it did actually run on to finish fourth. And a repeat of that run here tonight would surely give it every chance. And the key factor is tonight's Padraig Beggy's back on board as well. Of course, he rode this horse to success in the first time hood two starts ago, over a mile and a quarter. I've got no problems with the horse getting the trip either because he's won over a mile and a half twice. So I presume that Padraig will drop this horse or give it every chance out the back, but certainly won't do what the pilot did last time and get it too far back. And it round about 10-1 this morning. I do think Witherhills is a fantastic each way bet. He's certainly got a great chance on my numbers anyway.
Yeah, not quite 10-1, 8-1, but still an each way price, isn't it? So
yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah. All right, Andy, let's just have a little bit of a summary before you go. If you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Decent card here tonight, Dundalk, as ever. A lot of our favourites are running here tonight, so we should know where we stand. Hopefully Ruby Gates will get off the mark for us in the first. In the 6:35, I'll stick with the very consistent and well-drawn Sophia Spirit. 7:05 is a bit of a trappy conditions race, but I'll go with Russian Soul, who's got some really good course and distance form in the bag over a number of years. In the 7:35, Mulligatawny caught the eye on a very hot maiden at Leopardstown on his debut and doesn't have any way near the strength of opponents against him here tonight. In the 8:05, my two against the field are Rella Rita and Armaniki Nico. In the 8:35, good old Hatal Nasser flies the flag for us again in that mile handicap. And in the final race, Witherhills probably is the best value bet on the card. His speed figures suggest he should be a good bit shorter in the betting.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
I sure will. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.